大家下午好，
下午好，
欢迎大家来到恩泽教会，我们一起敬拜我们的主，我们的神。现在让我们一起来领受宣召经文，我读中文， Jessica 读英文，我们一段一段读。我先 读中文。诗篇121篇第一节，我要向山举目，我的帮助从何而来？
Psalms
121.
I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth.
He 必叫你的脚摇动，他保护你的必不打盹。
He will not let your foot slip. He who watches over you will not slumber.
保护以色列的也不打盹，也不睡觉。
Indeed, he who watches over Israel will neither slumber nor sleep.
保护你的是耶和华，耶和华在你右边，荫庇里。
The Lord watches over you. The Lord is your shade at your right hand.
白日太阳必不伤你，夜间月亮必不害你。
The sun will not harm you by day, nor the moon by night.
耶和华要保护你免受一切的灾害，他要保护你的性命。
The Lord will keep you from all harm. He will watch over your life.
你出你入，耶和华要保护你，从今时直到永远。
The Lord will watch over your coming and going, both now and forevermore.
好，请大家起立，让我们用我们的歌声来赞美我们的主。这美好时辰 ，In moments like this， 这首歌我们唱两遍，我们用中英文一起唱。赐给我们宝贵的应许，你赐给我们属天的平安。主啊，让我们再一次来高声的赞美你，让我们的敬美敬拜，让我们的赞美能够达到你的座前，像清香的祭。主啊，求你悦纳，求你来赐给我们力量，来振兴我们，让我们 真正能够像你的儿女一样在这世间活着，在这世间充满了我来自你所赐的平安和喜乐。我们祷告祈求奉主耶稣的名，阿门。
Dear Heavenly Father, I pray that our worship is pleasing to your ears and that you bless this time ahead. I pray that you continue watching over us and I pray for our safety and our health. In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. 好，大家请坐。耶稣恩友， What a friend we have in Jesus.
下面我们先一起诵读主祷文，请。我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。我们日用的饮食，今日赐给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债。不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀全是你的，直到永远。阿们。好，下面是今天的阅读经文，那么是马太福音第六章22-23节。好，翻到后呢，我们用起身的方式来读马太福音第六章22节。来，眼睛就是身上的灯，你的眼睛若嘹亮，全身就光明；你的眼睛若昏花，全身就黑暗。你里头的光若黑暗，那黑暗是何等大呢？我们下面把时间交给长老。
让我们一起低头祷告。Let's pray. Our Heavenly Father, we humble ourselves, come into your presence. We are so blessed through your grace, through your Son Jesus Christ. We have full confidence, come into the Holy of Holies. May we all give thanks and glory to you. And especially we see brother and sister, we all come collectively to praise you, to give all the honor to you. And especially in this time when there's a virus outbreak, and we still come, we have faith in you. So we ask you to heal the land. We ask you to give strength for those who are on the first line, medical staff, provide their service to the patient. And we ask you that in this time that you give us peace, and this is a good time, and challenge us to stand out our faith, and also for those who are lost, that they may think about their destiny, Where are they going to? And this is a good time that we can share our own testimony. We can share with them that, God, you gave us eternal life. That is a grace, not by our own deeds. Oh God, we ask you heal this land and protect your children. We need to take care of our own hygiene, but we need to trust you more, because you are our God, our Heavenly Father, our great shepherd, and you are our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. We give all our life to serve you, because you give us your life. We only give you back so limited and little. May your love always encourage us and bless your children. Give them peace. Give them strength. Give them everything that you are a true living God. 爱我们的主，我们的神，当我们看到我们来到您的面前，我们不是凭着自己的功劳、工作或是义，乃是凭着主你自己的恩典，我们可以进入到至圣所里面，我们可以来到神你的面前，我们来敬拜你，来感谢、称呼、归荣耀、颂赞给你，是何等的有福。让我们在这段时间里面，我们知道这疫情的蔓延，我们为所有病患来祷告，我们也为那在一线服务的医生医护人员来祷告。这也是真的是让我们基督徒也是一个机会，我们可以来做见证，因为我们得到主你自己的救恩，也让那些失落的还没有得到你救恩的来思想他们要往哪里去，若是这个病临到他们，也求主保护我们弟兄姐妹，也自己要注重一切的卫生，更是仰望主你自己的看顾保守。让我们今天来到你的面前，我们来敬拜的时候，我们可以得到从天上来的力量、平安。你说你是我们的山寨，你是我们的力量，是我们随时的帮助。让我们在日常生活中可以体验、见证你是又真又活的主。让今天你的仆人传讲信息的时候，带着圣灵的能力把你的话语解开，让翻译的也让会众一起都可以领受你话语中的智慧和启示。我们感谢祷告是奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿们。 Today we have Pastor Xu, and he actually speak Mandarin, but he will speak in EnglishHe has been here once in English as preaching already. So today we have Deng Fei going to interpret for him. Pastor Xu.
Actually, each person varies. This is where a measuring stick really helps.
So, 每个人可能这个长度也是有变化，所以
I read someplace that for adult male, the arm span is about 2 inches longer than your height.
可能在平均的一个成人的话，他的手两个手的长可能比你的身高高长两寸左右。
But for female, it's about half an inch longer than your height.
成人的女性的话，可能是0.5英寸长一点。
That's average.
那只是一般的，就是。
When I was in college, I worked in the computer room, and my colleague was a black guy. I'm 5'11". I was
5'11".
And my colleague was 5'9". My colleague was 5'9".
我的同事是五尺九寸。
And one day he told me, he said, look, my arm span is longer than yours.
有一天我的同事说我的两手的长度是比你还长。
I said, that's not possible. I'm 2 inches taller than you are.
我说这好像不大可能，因为我身高比你高。
He said, well, let's try. So he raised up his arm.
所以他就说我们来比划一下。
And I raised up my arm.
所以他就伸起了他的。
I couldn't believe it.
两个人的手臂比。
His arm is about 4 inches longer than mine.
So he had a
total of
4 inches.
Each person varies. The only way to ascertain the ratio is using a ruler.
So this is a totally different thing.
The same thing about our faith. We need some kind of measure.To assess whether we are true Christian or not.
对我们的信仰，我们也要有一个量尺，能够很真实的来衡量我们的信仰。
We all have different opinions about how to be a Christian.
我们作为一个基督徒，可能每个人对怎样一个基督徒都有不同的想法。
But we need to come to the scripture to find a rule, to find a ruler to measure whether we are acting like a true Christian or not.
所以我们得从圣经来看，我们到底衡量一个真正的基督徒，我们的量尺在哪？
Let me switch to another scenario.Okay, let me show you another scenario. Have any one of you ever skated on a frozen pond? Have you skated on a frozen pond? Anybody?
你们有没有在 在一个冰冻的几个小时里面溜过冰？
You know, it's really exciting to skate on a frozen pond. You know what?
在一个水被冻住的一个小池子上溜冰是很有挑战性。
Based on my knowledge, I skated on a frozen pond probably for two or three times.
我曾经在这个冰冻的一个池子，溜冰有4-5次。
That was in New York, I was in a team. Okay.
那时候我还是一个十几岁的年轻人。
It takes about 5 days of, okay, the temperature has to dip to the teen and has to linger for about 5 days for a pound to frozen solid enough for you to skate on.
所以那个外面的温度要可能在十几度华氏十几度然后要 好几天这样的话整个池子的水才会结成比较厚的冰。
But when you skate on it, you gotta be careful.
我们在一个冰多的池上面，溜冰呢，可要小心。
Because you could feel the vibration. You gotta be sensitive to the vibration.
因为你可以看到那个可能那冰面不是很平滑的，所以你可以看到有一些。
When another skater intersects with you, you feel the vibration.
当另外一个溜冰的人靠近你的时候，你也可以感觉到有一个震动。
If it's a little, it's okay. If it's a lot, you gotta be careful.
那个震动或许你会觉得是不是冰的厚度。
And when you skate on it, if you see that every time you skate, you carve out a line, you gotta watch out.
每次你溜冰的时候，你的冰刀会在冰面上画出一道。
That means the ice isn't hard enough.
所以你得要小心，或许冰的那个冰冻得还不够结实。
So you have to have some kind of measure. You have to have some kind of measure in your mind whether the ice.It will support you.
所以你在脑子里也要衡量一下，说这个冰是不是足够结实，能够支撑。
Today we live in a pretty turmoil. Okay. Today we live in a pretty tumultuous situation.
当今我们处在一个比较动荡的一个时期。
You know the stock market dipped how many points? 3,000 points? Right?
那个股市掉了两三千点。
And for us Chinese, we live in a foreign land.
我们在华人是处在一个外来的一个外国的一个国家。
We're politically disadvantageous because languagely,Okay, culturally, we don't totally identify with the Americans.
在政治上，我们可能处一些不利的情况。我们在我们可能自己也不能够全部跟主流社会能够等同起来。
So we have to struggle with the underdog mentality.
我们有可能有弱者情绪的一个争斗。
And also as Chinese, we live in a face culture, so we have to compare with each other all the time. That made the whole situation even more difficult.
So, 华人有时候要跟别人来比较，有一个面子的这么一个文化。
So we live in this fluidity. We live in kind of insecurity, and we hope.Something can make me feel a little bit more secure.
所以我们会处在一种比较流动的、有一种不安全的感觉中。所以我们常常会想说，怎么样能够使我们的生活更加有安全感
？You know, this is the same situation as the first century. We're in the same.
所以我们现在这个处境跟在第一世纪有一些法利赛人的一个境况有一点相似。
You know, the Pharisees are really good people.
那我们法利赛人他们是也是很好的人。
Most of them are highly educated.
大部分人都受过高的教育。
They are moral people.
他们道德观很强
，very good family value，
有很强的家庭的观念
，they worship Yahweh， they worship Jehovah，
他们崇拜耶和华
，they go to church， they go to synagogue every Saturday like we did on Sunday，
他们周六都去犹太人的教堂，就像我们走礼拜天来教会一样
，they are running conservatives。
他们是非常保守的一群人。
But Jesus accuses them.
但耶稣给他们很强的指责。
Jesus said, "You are lovers of money."
他说，你们都眼睛都瞎了。
You are lovers of money.
你们是太爱太 太安全才的。
Pharisees love the Lord, but they love the money too.
法利赛人他们爱主，但是他们也爱钱财。
For a long time, this world was very fast.
很长一段时间，我认为他们可能是很坏的人。
Until I read biblical history, I realized they're just like me.
我读了一些历史才知道说他跟我跟他们也是很相似。
Live in a situation very much like the Pharisees in the first century.
我们现在的情况是跟第一世纪法利赛人。
The Pharisees are not a country. The Pharisees Jews are not a country.
那时候法利赛人跟 罗马人他们,
they were dominated by the Romans. They were dominated by the Romans.
他们的国家是罗马人占领。
And Palestine is a bordering state. Palestine is a bordering state, so it's less than stable.
那时候的巴勒斯坦是不是很稳定的一个区域？
There were frequent riots. There were frequent wars. The Jews lived in a very unstable environment.
那时候常常会有一些纷乱，还有一些战争，所以那时候的犹太人处在一个。
In that kind of situation, what is the most reliable asset that will help you to live a relatively controllable secure life?
所以在这么一个状况，我们 有什么样的一个安全的一个东西，我们可以作为一个安全的一个财富？
Well, let's read this passage.
我们来读一下这个经文。
That passage, this is a central, this is a focus of that passage. Let me scroll down a little bit. We want to read Matthew chapter 6 from verses 19, from verse 19 to verse 24.
Let's read a little bit.
我们要读马太福音六章十九节到二十四节。
Do not store up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and vermin is destroyed, and where thieves break in and steal. But store up yourself treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
所以我们一起读一下，是马太福音第六章十九节到二十一节。起，不要读吗？
Okay. No. Thank you so much. Let me just read the English. Okay. You got the problem, Jerry.
It's okay.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. The next portion, which is a portion I'm really talking about, is the focus and the hinge of the six verses. Jesus says, the eye is the lamp of the body. If your eyes are healthy or good, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eyes are unhealthy or evil, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light within you is darkness, how great is that darkness? And the last verse is, no one can serve two masters. Either you will hate one and love the other, or you will be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money, or mammon, or money, or mammon. Now these six verses are interrelated. I'm going to divide them into three parts, but I will focus on the central part. There's a reason to that.
所以这六段经文都是连贯的，所以我今天就比较集中在当中的那两段经文。
Okay. The top part is talking about storing a treasure in heaven. It's talking about treasure. Treasure has to do with money. Treasure is usually measured monetarily. The last section of talking about
You cannot be knowing yourself to two masters, or to God, or to mammon. Okay. So the last section is talking about money. The first section is talking about treasure, the last section is talking about money. You're talking about money, right? So the central portion talks about your eyes. The central portion talks about your eyes. Isn't that interesting? The central portion is talking about your eyes.
所以第一、第二节是讲的是财宝，最后两节讲的是钱财。当中那两节呢，讲的是我们的眼睛。
When it comes to the scripture, when we turn to the scripture, we have to look at context, right? The context for verses 22-23, the top portion talking about treasure, the bottom portion talking about money. So what's the chance that the middle portion is not talking about money? Not very good, right?
所以当中一节讲我们的眼睛，好像跟前面两节跟最后两节有点不一样。
This portion has presented an interpretation of difficulty for a long, long time.
所以这两节的解释在很久的时候都大家都有很多的争论。
When we come to this portion of scripture, we want to not only pay attention to the context, we also want to pay attention to the cultural context.
所以我们不只是看到上下文，我们也要看到在文化中的怎么来解释这两段经文。
It turns out that the attitude of our eyes is a Hebraic cultural peculiarity.
因为我们眼睛也有态度，这个好像跟文化有很多的关系。
Let me give you a few other scriptures to enlighten us so that we may understand what is Jesus trying to talk about eyes.
所以让我再给你们几段经文，让我们知道说耶稣在讲这时候眼睛的一些事情。
In Proverbs chapter 22, verse 9, it says this.He who has a generous eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor.
所以在箴言22:9，眼目慈善的就必蒙福，因为他将食物分给穷人。
The English translation "generous eyes" in the original Hebrew is simply "good eyes."
在英文中就是。讲的是眼目慈善的，而且也就是说是一个好的眼睛。
Yeah, I put a little bit of there. It's really true. Okay, it says good eye. In the Hebrew original, it simply says good eye. Okay, he who has a good eye will be blessed, for he gives of his bread to the poor.
所以希伯来语里面那个翻译成眼目慈善，实际上是一个好眼睛，直译是一个好眼睛。
Another verse from Proverbs 23 verse 6, it says that. Okay. It says that.Eat thou not the bread of him that has an evil eye, neither desire thou his dainty meats. Read on another version. Do not eat the food of anyone whose eye is jealous. Do not hanker for his delicacies. Okay, so we got two different English translations.
所以箴言23:16说，不要吃恶眼人的饭，也不要贪他的美味。这两个在两节英文翻译里面，一个是
一个是 evil eye， 还有一个是 jealous eye。
But in original Hebrew, it simply is a raw eye, bad eye or evil eye, bad eye or evil eye. Okay. So if you have bad eye, that means you're stingy. Okay. You don't give your food to the needy. Okay. If you have evil eye, that means you're jealous. When you see somebody else give something to somebody, you say, "Wow, that's a waste. That's a waste." This is the difference. This is the cultural sensitivity. When we come to the scripture, we got a cultural sensitivity.
所以在希伯来文里面是一个 evil eye， 它真的直译是坏坏眼睛。
Even in the New Testament, we have another example in Matthew chapter 20, verse 15.
在新约里面，在马太福音20:15
，Jesus said, "Is it not lawful for me to do what I wish with my own things, or is your eye evil because I'm good?"
耶稣说，我的东西难道不可随我的意思用吗？因为我做好人，你就红了眼吗？
NIV has a little bit more, less literal translation. Don't I have the right to do what I want to do with my money? Or are you envious because I'm generous? In the original Greek, it simply says evil eye. Evil eye. Poneros. That's devotee in Mabel. It's very interesting. This is really cultural sensitivity with the development of scripture, because the Bible is written in a very Hebraic background.
所以我们在因为圣经是在一个希伯来语的一个背景里面，所以有时候我们也要体会他们在文化上的一些细节。
So now we start to.Now we start to collect all three portions, right? The first portion is talking about treasure in heaven, storing up treasure in heaven. The last portion is talking about money. The central part is talking about generosity. When you're generous, what do you do with your money? When you're generous, what do you do with your treasure? Okay. Now we see the connection back.
Great, okay.
所以我们现在看到刚才读的六节经文，第一、第二节讲的是财宝，最后两节讲的是钱财。那当中眼睛呢，我们是讲到是怎么样慷慨，怎么样对人有慷慨。
What kind of God do we mean? What kind of God do we mean? Do we put in the same God or build in the bountiful God, the generous God? What kind of God do we mean?
我们相信。怎么样的上帝？我们是相信上帝他吝啬吗？还是他是一个非常慷慨的？他是一个很慈善的一个。
You know, if God is stingy, the entire Chinese food culture would not exist.
如果上帝吝啬的话，那我们的美味就不能够称为中华美味。
You know, technically, we can survive on yen alone, you know that? Because some islanders in the Pacific, their chief food is yen. But you have to be careful. You have to eat the yen meat, the yen skin. Okay, and the yen meat, okay, not just yen meat.You have the skin and the leaf. You have a full spectrum of nutrients.
所以，如果吃红薯，还要有红薯的叶子、红薯的皮跟红薯它的肉，这样的话，我们其实整个食物就非常平衡。
And then the islander women are beautiful because they eat yam all the time. So we only need yam.
所以。那个红薯还可以养颜美容，所以大家都只吃红薯。
Look at the picture. Okay. I mean, you don't even have to spend yen there. Okay. You have bountiful. You have so many varieties of vegetable fruits. I didn't include meat there. Okay. I mean, just look at it. This is God's creation.
所以你们看到这个这么多的水果，这么多的食物蔬菜，这都是神给我们的丰富的供应。
God is not God. God is a generous God. God gives beyond necessity. God gives beyond necessity.
所以我们的神是一个非常仁慈的，而且是一个非常慷慨的神。他给我们的多余，只是让我们足经过我们生存的一天。
And that is why being generous.Being generous is one of the key components of being a Christian.
所以我们要对别人慷慨，对别人仁慈，这是作为一个基督徒的一个很重要的一个特征。
This is called discipleship. Okay? Disciples imitate the disciple maker. When we imitate Jesus Christ, we imitate God the Father.If God is generous, we need to be generous. That's what we establish.
所以我们是门徒，是主的门徒，所以我们要效法主耶稣，效法我们的父神，他是我们的创造主，所以我们也要理当是慷慨跟对别人有仁慈。
So the reference thing to our true faith is our high attitude.Is our eye attitude. The measure of our true faith is our eye attitude.
所以衡量我们真正信心的尺度是我们眼睛的态度。
If your eyes are stingy, are callous, then it speaks a lot about your heart.
所以如果我们的眼睛的态度是吝啬跟嫉妒，那他也会让，因为我们就可以看到我们的心灵是怎样的光景。
If our eyes are generous, our eyes are bountiful, then we're more like God, right? We're more like a disciple of God.
所以如果我们的眼睛是慷慨的，而且是仁慈的，那我们就更像我们的神。
Now, let me ask a very personal question.
让我问一个问题，有关的问题。
What is the expected measure for a good Christian in an educated white-collar Chinese Christian culture? Chinese Christian circle. In a Chinese Christian circle, what is the expected measure for being a good Christian?
我有一个问题，问一下，在受过教育的白领的中国人的基督徒圈里边，怎么样才算是一个好的基督徒的标准？
可以问一下吗？
欢迎有人知道问。
Marvin, Chinese school, go to a Ivy League college.
是不是有很多才艺，还有去上很好的学校
？Or you read the scripture every morning, you pray every night. Would that be a better question?
或者是每天都有早晨和晚上读经的训练
？I tell you, the Pharisee can do better than we do. The Pharisee could do much better than we do. But we are not Christians.
我相信法利赛人其实在这方面做得比我们更好，但是他们不是好的基督的门徒。
Let me make a summary of this point.
让我总结第一个点。
It is your attitude, not your aptitude, that determines your altitude.
决定你人生的高度，不是你的。是你的态度，不是你的才能。
Welcome to the second one.
那我们再讲第二点。
The second one actually is the first portion of the six verses.
第二点是主要是我们读的第一、第二个经句。
Let me read it again. Verses 19 to 21.
Do not store up yourself treasures on earth, where moth and vermin destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up your treasures in heaven, where moth and vermin do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal, for where your treasure or safe is, there your heart will be also.
The original Greek is very interesting because storing up treasure is actually one word. Storing up treasure is actually one word.
Now, where do you store up your treasure? You store up your treasure in a city, right?
So, and that's why I put another word on it. Safe. Treasure is very similar to the word safe.
所以我们把我们的财宝是放在什么地方？是放在一个保险箱。
Storing up treasure in a tumultuous time is probably our instinct, right? Storing up treasure in a safe place in a turbulent society is probably our instinct, right?
在一个比较动乱的一个社会，我们把钱财
When we have an insecure mentality, we probably hold tight to our treasure, hold tight to our safe, right?
如果我们在没有安全感的一个本能的时候，我们可能积极的抓住，或者我们要更加的去积攒这些财宝。
It is precisely in a difficult time that we can tell who is a true follower of Christ.
特别是在一个比较艰苦的时候，我们才能够知道谁是主耶稣真正的门徒。
It is a time that our instincts tell us not to give. Keep your safe tight. Because the time is unpredictable.
在艰难的时候，可能你的本能告诉你说，不要对别人太慷慨，可能把财宝积累起来。
It's a time you have an internal struggle. It's a time that you say to yourself, don't give. And then another side of your heart says, give like Jesus did. You have a struggle.
在这个情况下，我们会有这个心理上的一个征战，就是说，一方面你听到声音是不要给，另外一方面是我们要像耶稣一样做他的门徒，要是这个。在这个时候，我们的好的眼睛能够看得更清楚。
But to see the needy with a good eye is actually storing up treasure in heaven. How do you store treasure in heaven?
用我们好的眼睛来看到所需要的人，就是把财宝存在天上。
Because in the Hebraic culture, when you have good eyes, it means you have a good hands.
在希伯来的文化中，如果我们有好的眼睛，我们也就是有好的双手，我们有好的行动。
When I see a needy person with a generous eye, what follows is a generous hand.
当我们有好的眼睛，看到有人有需要，那自然而然的就是我们有好的双手来给他我们的帮助。
Let me come to a verse, Matthew chapter 10, verse 42, New King James Version. And whoever gives one of these little ones only a cup of water in the name of a disciple, assuredly I say to you, he shall by no means lose his reward.
只把一杯凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这人不能不得到赏赐。
And the alternative is the one, is the one of the least disciples of Christ. So we see this needy little disciple of Christ, and this guy is in a dire situation, and I give this guy a cup of cold water. I will be rewarded by Christ Jesus.
So this is a在主族里的一个，他是说一个小的门徒，一个小子，所以这是，但是他很需要，所以耶稣就是告诉说，只要把这个凉水给这小子里的一个喝，我实在告诉你们，这不能不得赏赐。
I'll skip the rest of the scriptures. Let's come to the summary for point two.
Okay, 我们现在
The measuring stick, if we are really storing up treasures in heaven, is how we treat a little brother in Christ, either with a good eye or with an evil eye.
所以真正积财宝在天的粮食，是我们如何对待一个在基督里的小兄弟，是用好的眼睛呢，还是用恶的眼睛？
I know my time is limited. Let's come to point three.
所以我们来看第三点。
Again, let me read the scripture. Matthew chapter 6, verse 24 says, No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You cannot serve both God and money.
所以马太福音第六章二十四节，一个人不能侍奉两个主，不是恶这一个爱那一个，就是重这个轻那个。你们不能越侍奉神，越侍奉马的。
You know, if I say you guys do not money, what would you answer? You do.You probably say, wow, nobody loves that little green piece of paper, right? And it's probably worth about 2 cents or half of it.
所以我们是不是都喜欢纸币？
If you talk to all the billionaires and say, do you love the money? They say, we don't care about money. It's just a piece of paper.
所以如果你跟亿万富翁讲的话，他说这个钱只是一张纸。
You know, it's interesting. It's very, very interesting because I did a little bit study on the word mammon. I did a little bit study on the word mammon. It turned out that the word mammon is not Greek.
马门，实际上不是一个希腊字。
It's a transliteration.Of a Aramaic word, of an Aramaic word.
马门是一个阿拉伯语，但是呢，它翻成了希腊语。
The Aramaic word for mammonas is mimona. Mammona is a Syriac or Aramaic word for wealth. Mammona.
所以马门是希腊母语的意思是财富和财产。
But if you dig deeper, you will find out that even in Aramaic or Syriac, the word mammona comes from a root that means trust. That means trust.
如果我们看这个词源的话，在马门在阿拉伯语里面，它来源于一个单词。意思是相信跟信任。
So even 2,000 years ago, money or mammon means something you trust.
所以在2000多年前，那个马门的意思不单单只是钱财，它也意思是说是我们相信的一样东西。
Of course, today, why is yours all worth something?
Because you believe, you trust this word something. When everybody trusts that US dollar means something, then the circulation is no problem, right? The circulation is no problem.
所以现在也是接受我们一个第三子弟，可能他只是一张纸，但是呢，因为他在流通，所以我们也对他有这个相信，就因为美国的这个的子弟，他有代表的财富。
And I talk about, let me talk a little bit about that, okay?The Pharisees love man.
法利赛人他们喜欢马门。
But they don't really know.
但是呢，他们自己也好像不知道。
If you ask a Pharisee, do you love money?
如果你有机会问一个法利赛人说，你是不是喜欢钱财
？You'll deny. He said, I love the Lord.
他可能会说，不是，我更爱我的主。
Actually, mammon worshippers, they don't know they worship mammon.
实际上就是，崇拜金钱的人，他实际上不，他们没有看到他们是在崇拜金钱。
How do we know? How do we know in our heart whether we put God first or we put money first? How do we know?
所以我在我们的心里面，我们怎么能够确定说我们知道我们是把神放在首位，而不是把钱财放在首位
？That's why we need a measuring stick.
所以我们才需要有一把量尺。
David Carr's sermon is about this objective biblical measuring stick.
所以我们实际上有一个从经文来的一个不动摇的一个量尺。
I believe that measurement is watching the corner of the eye, the way you look.
所以这把量尺，我认为是耶稣在讲的是一个好，是一个眼睛的态度，是一个好的眼睛。
How do you see things? How you see people? I feel in your heart. This is a measuring stick to our true faith.
所以我们真正信仰的量尺就是通过我们的眼睛看到别人，从而影响我们内心来怎么样来对待这一个人。
Let me give you a scenario of a modern mammon worshipper.
让我给你们一个例子，是现代人他是信过马门的一个人。
It may be a little bit obsolete, but you know, disparity. Look at those poor guys in Wuhan. Oh, IMF government. That's a terrible government. Oh, Xi Jinping is learning a painful lesson. Hooray. What is Bill Gates doing? What is Zuckerberg doing? Ma Ying did a little bit. What about the rest of billionaires? What are they doing?Well, somebody rich should give them some help, right? But for me, what a pity, I walk away.
所以这是一个现代马门人的一个样子，他就是讲了很多很多，然后也是希望别人来，为什么别人一些有钱的人可以提供更多的帮助，但是对他个人来讲，他是说真可惜，我走开了。
This doesn't sound like a mammon worshipper, but he's actually a mammon worshipper.
这看起来好像不像是一个专门崇拜马门的，但是实际上他是。
Because what he sees, he did not see enough for him to be generous, to be bountiful, and his hands withdraw. This is a mammon worshipper.
所以。他尽管他的眼睛看到了，但是呢，他看到的没有打动他的心，他也没有对他们提供帮助。
The next scenario is a person who is loyal to God. I see the poor. I feel the churning of compassion in me. I remember how generous God is to me. I believe this is the
the opportunity to share God's grace with the needy. I know this will cost me. I know it is expensive. But it costs God even more for Him to give His only begotten Son on my behalf. Therefore, I faith, I trust, I engage, I give.
所以，这是一个当代神忠心神的一个人的一个样子。他说，我看到了穷人，我感到我的同情心的搅动。我记得上帝对我是多么慷慨。我相信这是分享神恩典的机会。我知道这会付上代价，但基督付出了生命来救我。通过信心，通过信靠，我参与，我给。
You know, being generous means that this will cost me something, right? God, being generous, it costs God the heaviest, the costliest imaginable price, because God gave His only begotten Son to be a curse on our behalf in order to redeem us. God pays heavy.
所以我们对人慷慨是会付出代价，但是我们知道是说神他付出了最高的代价，神把他的独生爱子给了我们，让他成为我们赎罪的祭。
Let me come to the conclusion quickly. In the North American culture, North American Chinese culture is a common fear, anxiety.
我们在北美华人的文化是恐惧、焦虑和不信任。
Most American Christians are high on knowledge, low on hospitable action and compassionate practice.
北美华人的基督徒有高的知识，但缺乏慈善和同情心的行为。
We put so much emphasis.Which is the right emphasis on reading the scripture, going to Sunday school, doing discipleship. We put a lot of emphasis on that, which is right. Well, what's next? We gotta do it. We gotta act on it. We gotta use our head and feet. And that part, we're lacking.
所以我们来主日学来教会，我们读了很多圣经的经文，但是我们缺少的是我们要用我们的手跟脚，用我们的全身，用我们的行动。
Blaming the worldly system as corrupt does not make us good Christians.
归咎世俗体系的腐败不能让我们成为基督的门徒。
We all know what is right and what is wrong.We know how inept and non-transparent Chinese government is, and we blame it.
我们都知道说，我们有一些像中国的政府，它不透明，它有一些动作比较慢，所以我们就常有时候会归咎于它。
Being righteous.Doesn't make us righteous. Doing righteously makes us righteous.
我们感到义，我们常常会体会到义，但这并不能够让我们带给我们义。我们只有通过我们的行动，我们要真正的做到公义，才能够让我们成为公义。
Seeing ourselves as good people does not make us follower of Christ. You know, I have been called Chinese Christianity for a long, long time. And I probably also got tainted, you know, by some of the, you know, Buddhism.
我跟在华人的基督圈里面已经非常多，有的时候我也会受到一些儒家的文化的影响。
I enjoy reading. It's so much fun reading the books. I enjoy learning. It's so much fun learning the stuff.
我喜欢看书，在书中可以有很多知识。
I even enjoy praying because it doesn't cost me anything, okay? Praying is the cheapest way to serve God. But when it comes to doing something, I say, wow, man, you know, virus outside, the coronavirus, you got the American flu, and it's a savior to stay home.
所以我也喜欢祷告，但是我在真正的行动上面，就是有的时候就会退却，有时候他会说外面是有病毒，那我还是在家里比较安全。
I'm trying to train myself, my wife, to actually do something. How do I do it? I start with the basics. I start to invite people to my home to have dinner together.It was difficult for me.
所以牧师跟师母就是他们也开始做一些，他们就请一些人来他们家。
Being a pastor, I did like to invite people to my home, you know that? But now, I repent. I'm going to invite people to my home to have dinner. Because when I invite people to my home, I actually pay. It costs me.I gotta do, I gotta use my hand, I gotta use my feet, I gotta actually do ministry.
所以当我们把朋友请到家里的时候，我是有对他们有很多实际的行动来，然后我们这个作为一个牧师的话，他是在做这个牧护者，而不只是讲。
I tell you, being a good person does not make him a disciple of Christ.
我们把自己看成是一个好人，不能让我们成为基督的门徒。
So how do we elevate ourselves to the altitude of being a disciple of Christ? How do we do it?
我们怎么能够把我们提升成为要做更好的基督的门徒。
I tell you, it requires faith. It requires an eyesight.
它需要我们的信心，也需要我们很好的眼睛。
We don't want to do ourselves. We don't want our flesh. We don't want to do it. Our flesh. We don't want to pay the price.
我们的肉体不会自动来做这个事情。
And that's why we need to always return to look at Jesus Christ.
所以我们才常常需要我们从神耶稣基督来的力量。
And monthly communion service is to reorient our eyes to look at Jesus again.
我们每个月的圣餐是让我们再定睛仰望主耶稣。
Reorient our focus on Jesus' name. That's where we get power.
让我们重新调整我们的视力，让我们更加定睛主耶稣。
So let's return to the harvest. Let's return to the harvest. Let's return to Jesus Christ.
让我们回到我们能量的源头是主耶稣。
To see how Christ paid the ultimate price for redemption.
让我们看到耶稣他为我们的赎罪付了最终极的代价。
For me, Christ died because he lost me so deep. In order to redeem me, this is the price God paid. This is the generosity of God.
所以耶稣他付了最终的代价，他是神。付了对我们的恩典，他耶稣基督在十字架上为我们的舍命，让我们。
But more than that, we not only see Christ, we want to see through Christ's eyes. We want to see as Christ sees.
我们现在认识了神，我们要透过耶稣的眼睛，让我们能够以耶稣的眼光来看到我们平时所见的事情。
Let's pray. Father, thank you so much because you are generous. You are bountiful. You are compassionate. We're so lucky to be your people.
神啊，我们向你祷告，你是多么的仁慈，多么的慷慨，我们在你的恩典里面，我们是多么的幸运。
Help us to imitate you.
来，求你来帮助我们，让我们更加来转向你。
Our faith is small. Give us faith.
在我们信心小的时候，请你加增我们的信心。
Help us to follow Christ Jesus, your only begotten Son.
让我们跟随你的爱子耶稣。
We pray this in Christ's name.
我们奉主耶稣的宝贵圣名祷告。
Amen.
Today we're going to have commemorate the Lord's table, and we have some changes in procedure.
我们有几分钟，我们安静我们的心，预备我们来领受主的饼和杯。
We're going to have a few minutes of quiet time. Prepare ourselves, examine ourselves before God.Before we partake the bread and the cup.是将会，我们有饼和杯放在这桌上，各位可以自己到前面来拿，然后就回到座位来领受这个饼杯。Today our procedure is you can come forward and get your own cup and bread, and then return to your seat, and then you can.Commemorate what Lord's done for us.
所以这个杯是饼和杯都在同样，这杯里面，所以上面一层是透明的，所以你把透明的撕开就是饼，在下面一层再撕开就是葡萄汁。So this is a one packet. The transparent layer on top. You peel this, and the wafer is under it. And then again, you peel the next layer. The juice is in the cup. So when you peel the layer, be careful so don't spill on your beautiful dress. So you may come forward.After our usher pray, read the scripture, and then I will ask you to come forward. 所以我们的事务员会读今天的圣餐的经文，会祷告，然后会请各位上来。若不方便走到前面来的，我会直接送给你们。If you are not comfortable or have trouble to come forward,I'll bring this cup to you. And this way, just to let you feel of relief during this virus season. 我们这样做主要也就让你心里面可以有，不要担忧，我们尽量考虑各位自己的情况。我们要请曹红用中文读今天的经文。
彼得前书第二章24节、25节，他被挂在木头上，亲身担待了我们的罪，使我们既然在罪上死，就得以在义上活。因他受鞭伤，你们便得了医治。你们从前好像迷路的羊，如今却回到你们灵魂的牧人监视。
1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24 to 25. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross, that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. For you are like sheep going astray, and now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls.
Yes.好，上面未必这些 I'm going to pray for the right 亲爱的主，在我们领受这饼的时候，我们要记住你是生命的饼，你赐给我们啊，沐浴我们的灵魂，你赐给我们一颗爱你的心，你给我们力量，让我们可以奔跑前面的道路。主啊，请饶恕我们的过犯，这是多么美好，我们可以在这一起来信靠主耶稣。我们可以一起来信靠他的话语，可以一起在他的应许中得到安慰。主啊，因为我们知道这是神所做的，神是主所说的，感谢主。 Dear Lord, as we take this bread, we rememberThat your bread of life befit our soul, will nourish our hearts, and will give us strength to run the race before us. Lord, forgive our transgressions. It's so sweet to trust in Jesus, just to take him and his word, just to rest upon his promise.Just to know, this is said by Lord, Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for sending your Son, your only Son, to the earth, died on the cross for our sins. His blood cleanses our sins so we can come to Lord God and be accepted by you, your generous God, and your great. We ask, Lord, be with us and sending, ask the Holy Spirit, help us, guide us, and be our guide of our walk of life. 亲爱的天父，感谢你，送你的让你的爱子来到世上，为了我们的罪死在了十字架上，因他流的宝血洗净了我们的罪，我们可以坦然无惧地来到主你的面前，也能成为你的儿女。主啊，只是感谢你为我们所做的一切。你是那慷慨的主，你是那给予的主，你也是我们的主宰。求主来引领我们。主啊，我们在那个领受杯之前，你能让我们检查我们自己。求主的灵来引领我们，让我们知道我们所做的、所说的、我们所行出来的，能够讨出你的喜悦。奉耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
各位，视频从两边自由上来，我们有的是时间，所以不需要慌。然后从中间往回去，对，上面一层是透明的，所以只要你撕开这个饼在下面，在下面一层你撕开之后就是老子。 必然的一件事。我们不是往后看，我们乃是往前看。We give thanks to the Lord that even though in this epidemic time, we still have 70% of our congregation show up here, praise Him, worship Him, and commemorate the Lord's table. But we do need to take care of ourselves.May God bless us. We know that Jesus came already 2,000 years ago, but He promised that He will come again. We don't know when, but this world will perish, will go away. Only those who have His life will be with Him forever.His promise, His love, endure forever throughout all generations. This is the eternal God. This is Jehovah. This is a God before the earth was created. He promised us. So, in Christ, we have peace. In Christ,We have His protection. In Christ, we have everything. So we take this bread and cup with a reverent heart and attitude.
弟兄姐妹呢愿意在他的留下来，在他的时代他们一起歌颂歌唱，那么下面请大家一起鼓掌声颂。
始终与我们同在，直到末了，是奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。请坐，默祷之后散会。Please be seated and we will dismiss.